We also become kings in another way when we manage to control our rebellious thoughts. I will now show you why such a person is a king, even more than one who wears a physical crown. A traditional king may have many armies, but we have countless thoughts. It's impossible to quantify the infinite multitude of our thoughts. Moreover, there's a hierarchy within them, including generals, colonels, captains, archers, and slingers. Isn't a person's attire part of being a king as well? This true king also wears an enduring and noble robe, immune to moth and age. He wears an intricately crafted crown, that of God's glory and kindness, from the psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, who crowns you with kindness and tender mercies." Psalm 2:4. Another crown is that of glory. "You have crowned him with glory and honor." Psalm 8:6. And that of favor. "With favor, you have crowned us with a shield." Psalm 12. And yet another is the crown of grace, for you will receive a crown of grace upon your head. Proverbs 9. Do you see this many-wreathed diadem outshining another in grace? But let's look again at how these kings rule. A traditional king governs his guards and commands all. They all obey and serve him. But here, even greater authority is exhibited. The attendance here may be as big or bigger. What remains is to examine their willingness to obey. Let's not focus on those who governed poorly, since there have been kings overthrown and assassinated by their own bodyguards. Instead, let's consider those who reigned well. You may mention whoever you want, but I will always put forth the patriarch as the best example. Think of when he was ordered to sacrifice his son. Countless thoughts must have risen against him. Still, he subdued them all. They all trembled before him more than royal guards before their king. They all silently submitted one by one, despite being highly provoked and excessively relentless. Just imagine, the tips of spears raised by soldiers are less daunting than his terrifying thoughts, equipped not with spears, but with something harder to defeat, natural affection, which could wound his soul more than any sharp spear ever could. Even though countless thoughts rose powerfully against him, there was an eerie calm. They all seemed rather to enhance than intimidate him. Look at him stretching out the knife. You won't find a composure like his, regardless of how many kings, emperors, Caesars you know of. For in that moment, he built a monument marking his victory over the most autocratic of tyrannies. Nothing is more tyrannical than nature. Despite infinite plots against tyrants, you won't find a triumph as distinct as his. It was more an angel's victory than a man's. Just consider, all the forces of nature were crushed. He stood there, his hand stretched out, holding not a crown, but a knife more glorious than any crown, while the assembly of angels cheered and God proclaimed him a winner from heaven.